Sec 1114, Ombudsman for Immigration-Related Concerns of the Department of Homeland Security, Establishment Title I of the Homeland Security Act of 2002 6 U.S.C. 111 Sec, is amended by adding at the end the following new section. Sec 104, Ombudsman for Immigration-Related Concerns. A. In general, there shall be within the Department an Ombudsman for Immigration-Related Concerns in this section, referred to as the Ombudsman. The individual appointed as Ombudsman shall have a background in immigration law as well as civil and human rights law. The Ombudsman shall report directly to the Deputy Secretary. B. Functions. The functions of the Ombudsman shall be as follows. 1. To receive and resolve complaints from individuals and employers and assist in resolving problems with immigration components of the Department. 2. To conduct inspections of the facilities or contract facilities of the immigration components of the Department. 3. To assist individuals and families who have been the victims of crimes committed by aliens or violence near the United States border. 4. To identify areas in which individuals and employers have problems in dealing with the immigration components of the Department. 5. To the extent practicable, to propose changes in the administrative practices of the immigration components of the Department to mitigate problems identified under paragraph 4. 6. To review, examine, and make recommendations regarding the immigration and enforcement policies, strategies, and programs of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. C. Other responsibilities in addition to the functions specified in subsection B. The Ombudsman shall 1. Monitor the coverage and geographic allocation of local offices of the Ombudsman, including appointing a local Ombudsman for immigration-related concerns, and 2. Evaluate and take personnel actions including dismissal with respect to any employee of the Ombudsman. T. Request for investigations. The Ombudsman shall have the authority to request the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security to conduct inspections, investigations, and audits. E. Coordination with department components. The Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the Assistant Secretary of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection shall each establish procedures to provide formal responses to recommendations submitted to such official by the Ombudsman. F. Annual reports not later than June 30th of each year. The Ombudsman shall submit a report to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives on the objectives of the Ombudsman for the fiscal year beginning in such calendar year. Each report shall contain full and substantive analysis in addition to statistical information and shall set forth any recommendations the Ombudsman has made on improving the services and responsiveness of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and any responses received from the Department regarding such recommendations. B. Repeal of Superseded Authority. Section 452 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002 6 U.S.C. 272 is repealed. C. Clerical amendments. The table of contents for the Homeland Security Act of 2002 is amended. 1. By inserting after the item relating to Section 103 the following new item. Sec 104. Ombudsman for Immigration-Related Concerns. And 2. By striking the item relating to Section 452. Sec 1115. Protection of Family Values in Apprehension Programs. A definitions in this section. 1. Apprehended individual. The term apprehended individual means an individual apprehended by personnel of the Department of Homeland Security or of a cooperating entity pursuant to migration deterrence program carried out at a border. 2. Border. The term border means an international border of the United States. 3. Child, except as otherwise specifically provided. The term child has the meaning given to the term in Section 101B1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101B1. 4. Cooperating entity. The term cooperating entity means a state or local entity acting pursuant to an agreement with the secretary. 5. Migration deterrence program. The term migration deterrence program means an action related to the repatriation or referral for prosecution of one or more apprehended individuals for suspected or confirmed violation of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1001 sec by the secretary or a cooperating entity. B. Procedures for migration deterrence programs at the border. 1. Procedures in any migration deterrence program carried out at a border. The secretary and cooperating entities shall for each apprehended individual, as soon as practicable after such individual is apprehended, I inquire as to whether the apprehended individual is I a parent, legal guardian, or primary caregiver of a child, or I traveling with a spouse or child, and a ascertain whether repatriation of the apprehended individual presents any humanitarian concern or concern related to such individual's physical safety, and B. Ensure that with respect to a decision related to the repatriation or referral for prosecution of the apprehended individual, due consideration is given, I. to the best interests of such individual's child, if any, A. to family unity whenever possible, and I. to other public interest factors, including humanitarian concerns and concerns related to the apprehended individual's physical safety, C. Mandatory training. The Secretary, in consultation with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and independent immigration, child welfare, family law, and human rights law experts, shall 1. Develop and provide specialized training for all personnel of U.S. Customs and Border Protection and cooperating entities who come into contact with apprehended individuals in all legal authorities, policies, and procedures relevant to the preservation of the child's best interest, family unity, and other public interest factors, including those described in this Act. And 2. Require border enforcement personnel to undertake periodic and continuing training on best practices and changes in relevant legal authorities, policies, and procedures pertaining to the preservation of the child's best interest, family unity, and other public interest factors, including those described in this Act. T. Annual report on impact of migration deterrence programs at the border. 1. Requirement for annual report not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act, and annually thereafter, the Secretary shall submit to Congress a report that describes the impact of migration deterrence programs on parents, legal guardians, primary caregivers of a child, individuals traveling with a spouse or child, and individuals who present humanitarian considerations or concerns related to the INDIDIDUALS, physical safety. 2. Contents. Each report submitted under paragraph 1 shall include for the previous 1 year period an assessment of the number of apprehended individuals removed, repatriated, or referred for prosecution, who are the parent, legal guardian, or primary caregiver of a child who is a citizen of the United States. The number of occasions in which both parents or the primary caretaker of such a child was removed, repatriated, or referred for prosecution as part of a migration deterrence program. C. The number of apprehended individuals traveling with close family members who are removed, repatriated, or referred for prosecution. T. The impact of migration deterrence programs on public interest factors, including humanitarian concerns and physical safety. E. Regulations not later than 120 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall promulgate regulations to implement this section. Sec. 1116. Oversight of power to enter private land and stop vehicles without a warrant at the northern border. In general, Section 287A-8 U.S.C. 1357A is amended. 1. In paragraph 5, by redesignating subparagraphs A and B as clauses I and D respectively. 2. By redesignating paragraphs 1 through 3 as subparagraphs A through C respectively. 3. By redesignating paragraphs 4 and 5 as subparagraphs F and G respectively. 4. In the matter preceding subparagraph A as so redesignated. By inserting 1. Before any officer. B. By striking service and inserting Department of Homeland Security. And C. By striking Attorney General and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. 5. In paragraph 1 C as so redesignated, by inserting the following at the beginning, except as provided in subparagraphs B and E. 6. By inserting after paragraph 1 C the following. T. With respect to the northern border as defined in Section 1101 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Enforcement Act, within a distance of 25 air miles from the northern border or such distance from the northern border as may be prescribed by the Secretary, pursuant to paragraph 2 of this subsection, to bar and search for aliens any vessel within the territorial waters of the United States and any railway car, aircraft conveyance or vehicle for the purpose of patrolling the border to prevent the illegal entry of aliens into the United States. E. With respect to the northern border as defined in Section 1101 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Enforcement Act, within a distance of 10 air miles from the northern border or such distance from the northern border as may be prescribed by the Secretary, pursuant to paragraph 2 of this subsection, to have access to private lands but not dwellings for the purpose of patrolling the border to prevent the illegal entry of aliens into the United States. 7. By inserting after the flush text at the end of subparagraph F as so redesignated, the following. 2AI, the Secretary of Homeland Security may establish for a northern border sector or district a distance less than or greater than 25 air miles, but in no case greater than 100 air miles, as the maximum distance from the northern border in which authority described in paragraph 1C may be exercised, if the Secretary certifies that such a distance is necessary for the purpose of patrolling the northern border to prevent the illegal entry of aliens into the United States and justified by the considerations listed in subparagraph B. E. The Secretary of Homeland Security may establish for a northern border sector or district a distance less than or greater than 10 air miles, but in no case greater than 25 air miles, as the maximum distance from the northern border of the United States in which authority described in paragraph 1D may be exercised, if the Secretary certifies that such a distance is necessary for the purpose of patrolling the northern border to prevent the illegal entry of aliens into the United States and justified by the considerations listed in subparagraph B. B. In making the certifications described in subparagraph A, the Secretary shall consider, as appropriate, land topography, confluence of arteries of transportation leading from external boundaries, density of population, possible inconvenience to the traveling public, types of conveyances used, reliable information as to movements of persons, effecting illegal entry into the United States, effects on private property and quality of life for relevant communities and residents, consultations with affected state, local and tribal governments, including the governor of any relevant state, and other factors that the Secretary considers appropriate. C. A certification made under subparagraph A shall be valid for a period of 5 years and may be renewed for additional 5-year periods. If the Secretary finds at any time that circumstances no longer justify a certification, the Secretary shall terminate the certification. T. The Secretary shall report annually to the Committee on the Judiciary and Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary and Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives the number of certifications made under subparagraph A and for each such certification, the northern border sector or district and reasonable distance prescribed, the period of time the certification has been in effect and the factors justifying the certification. B. Technical and conforming amendments. 1. Authorities without a warrant in section 287A, 8 U.S.C. 1357A, undesignated matter, following paragraph 2, as added by subsection A5 is amended. By inserting 3, B. Law under regulations. B. By striking paragraph I, B. Both places that term appears and inserting subparagraph F, B. C. By striking I and inserting A. T. By striking E, established and inserting B, established. E. By striking II, require and inserting C, require. And F. By striking clause E and inserting subparagraph E and E. 2. Conforming amendment section 287E, 8 U.S.C. 1357E is amended by striking paragraph 3 of subsection A and inserting subsection A1E. Sec. 1117. Reports. A report on certain border matters. The Secretary shall submit a report to the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate, the Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives, the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate, and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives that sets forth 1. The effectiveness rate as defined in section 2A4 for each border patrol sector along the northern border and the southern border. 2. The number of miles along the southern border that are under persistent surveillance. 3. The monthly wait times per passenger, including data on averages and peaks, for crossing the northern border and the southern border, and the staffing of such border crossings. 4. The allocations at each port of entry along the northern border and the southern border. And 5. The number of migrant deaths occurring near the northern border and the southern border and the efforts that have been undertaken to mitigate such deaths. B. Report on interagency collaboration. The Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics and Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Science and Technology shall jointly submit a report on the results of the interagency collaboration under Section 1190. 1. The Committee on Armed Services of the Senate. 2. The Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate. 3. The Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate. 4. The Committee on Armed Services of the House of Representatives. 5. The Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives. And 6. The Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives. Sec. 1118. Severability and delegation. The severability if any provision of this Act or any amendment made by this Act or any application of such provision or amendment to any person or circumstance is held to be unconstitutional, the remainder of the provisions of this Act and amendments made by this Act and the application of the provision or amendment to any other person or circumstance shall not be affected. The delegation, the Secretary may delegate any authority provided to the Secretary under this Act or an amendment made by this Act to the Secretary of Agriculture, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Secretary of State, or the Commissioner of Social Security. Sec. 1119. Prohibition on new land border crossing fees. In general, beginning on the date of the enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall not 1. Establish, collect, or otherwise impose any new border crossing fee on individuals crossing the southern border or the northern border at a land port of entry. Or 2. Conduct any study relating to the imposition of a border crossing fee. B. Border crossing fee defined in this section. The term border crossing fee means a fee that every pedestrian, cyclist, and driver and passenger of a private motor vehicle is required to pay for the privilege of crossing the southern border or the northern border at a land port of entry. Sec. 1120. Human trafficking reporting. A short title, this section may be cited as the Human Trafficking Reporting Act of 2013. B. Findings. Congress finds the following. 1. Human trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery. 2. According to the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2000, severe forms of trafficking in persons means a sex trafficking in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person induced to perform such act has not attained 18 years of age. R. B. the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, or obtaining of the person for labor or services through the use of force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of subjection to involuntary servitude, bondage, or slavery. 3. There is an acute need for better data collection of incidents of human trafficking across the United States in order to effectively combat severe forms of trafficking in persons. 4. The State EEPARTNENTS 2012 Trafficking in Persons report found that the United States is a source, transit, and destination country for men, women, and children subjected to forced labor, debt bondage, domestic servitude, and sex trafficking. And the United States needs to improve data collection on human trafficking cases at the federal, state, and local levels. 5. The International Organization for Migration has reported that in order to effectively combat human trafficking, there must be reliable and standardized data. However, the following barriers for data collection exist. A. The illicit and underground nature of human trafficking. B. The reluctance of victims to share information with authorities. C. Insufficient human trafficking data collection and research efforts by governments worldwide. 6. A 2009 report to the Department of Health and Human Services entitled Human Trafficking in the Within the United States, a review of the literature found that the data and methodologies for estimating the prevalence of human trafficking globally and nationally are not well developed, and therefore estimates have varied widely and changed significantly over time. 7. The Federal Bureau of Investigation compiles national crime statistics through the Uniform Crime Reporting Program. 8. Under current law, state and local governments receiving Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grants are required to share data on Part 1 violent crimes with the Federal Bureau of Investigation for inclusion in the Uniform Crime Reporting Program. 9. The addition of severe forms of trafficking in persons to the definition of Part 1 violent crimes will ensure that statistics on this heinous crime will be compiled and available through the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Uniform Crime Report. C. Human trafficking to be included in Part 1 violent crimes for purposes of Byrne Grants, Section 505 of the Omnibus Crime Control and Safe Streets Act of 1968. 42 U.S.C. 3755 is amended by adding at end the following new subsection. I. Part 1 violent crimes to include human trafficking for purposes of this section. The term Part 1 violent crimes shall include severe forms of trafficking in persons as defined in Section 103A of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2022 U.S.C. 7102A.